My name is Nikhil MD. I am 18 years old. Today is March 5th, and I'm speaking with Nishu MD, my mom. We are recording in Rancho Palos Verdes, California. So I'm going to ask the first question. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
I am intelligent, passionate, compassionate, and thoughtful.
That's good. I can definitely testify to that.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, my childhood was in India. I grew up in Mumbai, the economic capital of India. My childhood was interesting, very interesting. When I was little, we had a very big family. My mom and dad and my dad's several siblings used to live with us in a very small apartment. That changed when I was five, and we moved to a bigger place, and everyone got their own. So we had much more comfortable life after that.
Well, how about you tell me about your parents? What was life like growing up with them?
My parents originally came from a rural place in India, not Bombay. And they had been influenced by a lot of cultural aspects of the place, especially my mother. Unfortunately, she did not have higher education. She was high school graduate, and it limited her outlook of the world. And some of the ideas that she had about children were quite outdated, and it reflected in her behavior, how she treated us. My father, on the other hand, was very progressive, and he had much wider outlook of the world. So growing up with them was a constant balancing act, because you kind of learned one thing from your mom, and then you learned a very different thing from your dad, and it was challenging at times. My mom also thought that having three daughters was a curse, and she did not feel happy about it for most of her life, which made me really sad. And it's something I still have to struggle with.
Well, are there any positive memories of that time that shaped who you are today, or are they mostly negative?
Oh yeah, there are several positive memories. I think one of the best set of memories that I have is at our town's library. We lived near a very big cultural center, and they had a library there, and I used to spend a lot of time in the library when I was not attending some cultural event at the cultural center. That was probably what influenced me a lot. I got to meet a lot of artists and intellectuals, authors, scientists, and it was, as a little girl, quite a feast for all my senses, I would say, to grow up with that kind of influence. I was very motivated as a child as a result of that influence.
Well, thinking back, what are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for having lived in a place in India where we learned a lot of progressive things. We learned a lot about social reformers. With that and with the knowledge of history, I had a pretty good understanding of what not just India but also the rest of the world would be like. And in geography, we learned actually about different lands, and one of the beautiful lands that we learned about was California, which became my dream destination.
Well, you got there, and I'm very happy personally for you as well as myself. This is a really great place.
Yes, it is.
Well, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as I am. Intelligent, passionate, compassionate, thoughtful, and a good mother.
I really do agree that you're a good mother and all of those qualities.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you, Nikhil.